One of the oldest and sweetest companies in Chicago will cease operating in the city where it was founded nearly 100 years ago. Brock's Confection says the candy world is just too competitive to keep its aging plant in Chicago running, even though the city is considered America's candy capital, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Brock's is the 20th largest confectioner in the world, the 7th biggest in the U.S. Its sprawling complex sits fenced in right off a busy Chicago street. Most Brock employees have worked there for years. Take Rebecca Serta, for example. She's worked in packaging and other departments for
20 years.
20 years.
Yeah. And her husband, Francisco, for
24 years, yeah.
Francisco is a cook. The company produces nearly 200 varieties of candy, including its Starbright Mints, Milkmaid Caramels, and Maple Nut Goodies. Although Brock's has two smaller facilities in Tennessee and Minnesota, the Chicago plant is responsible for about 75% of its candy production. The plan now is to contract that production out to other companies in the U.S. and abroad, with the Chicago plant closing by 2003. This year, up to 160 jobs will be eliminated. At the end, 1,100 workers will lose their jobs. Only the management team will remain. It is an unsettling prospect, says Bill Graham, a workforce development coordinator for the Chicago-based Candy Institute. He says even though Chicago can boast of being the candy capital with about 100 manufacturers, the industry payroll has been on the decline.
In our case, in the Chicagoland area, about 5 years ago, there were about 13,000 employees in the candy industry, and now we're running about 9,000 employees. Probably the biggest impact has been conglomeration. People buying out, larger companies buying out smaller companies.
While Brock does cite consolidation as one of the reasons for its decision to close its Chicago plant, it also says portions of the facility are still too old and inefficient, despite millions of dollars in investments to update it. In addition, says Brock, its inability to buy low-cost sugar from foreign sources because of government restrictions has also hurt. Now a mostly minority neighborhood will see another plant close, just like it has before, with the shutdown of Sunbeam, Schwinn, and Play School. Dan Swinney, the executive director of the Center for Labor and Community Research in Chicago, says this closing will have an enormous impact.
A lot of the people who work at Brock live in the immediate community, and there's been a huge erosion in the industrial base in that area of town.
Industry officials say they want to find ways to preserve candy production in Chicago. They also say they still have time to hopefully persuade one of the oldest candy companies to stick around. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.